the little Yetis and their global cousins. In the snow-capped peaks of Mount Gleam, a young Yeti named Yara played hide-and-seek with her friends. Yara was full of questions about the wide world beyond her frosty home. One cozy evening, Yara's grandmother began to tell tales of nine creatures around the globe, cousins to the Yetis and what their little ones were called. "First," Granny said, "there is the Bigfoot from the forests of North America. Their babies are called saplings, for they are as curious as the young trees growing in their woodland home. Second, we have the Almas of Mongolia. The Almas' youngsters are known as pebbles, as they often hide among the rocks. Third, there are the Yowies from the Australian bush. Their babies, called puggles, love to play in the muddy riverbanks. Fourth, the Hibigon of Japan roams the mountains, and its babies are called bambinos, tiny and stealthy. Fifth, the Orang Pendek from the Indonesian islands have keiki, which mean children in their language. Sixth, the skunk ape from Florida's swamps cares for their kits, just a little fluffier than the swamp grass. Seventh, you can find the Mapinguari in the Amazon rainforest. Its babies are known as sprouts, as they're always popping up unexpectedly. Eighth, the Barmanu of Pakistan wanders the mountains, raising their chippers, who love to play with the pebbles. And finally, the ninth, the Banmanush from Bangladesh, watching over their cubs in the dense mangrove forests." Yara listened, mesmerized by the stories. Each cousin, though different, shared a bond with her Yeti family, a love for their unique homes and their playful babies. "Maybe one day you'll meet them," Granny whispered with a smile, and Yara's dreams that night were filled with adventures and new friends from around the world.